Today's share in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. And we're in Simen Lamed Gimel. We're talking about some of the dinim of the Ritzuos of the Tefillin. And we're up to Sif Dalet. And the Mechaber writes, Tov Shiashchirem Yisrael Lushmon, V'lo Eino Yehudi. We're talking here about the blackening of the Ritzuos of the straps of the Tefillin, which, as we pointed out, are a halacha l'moshe miSinai, and it's best if one does this with a Jewish person with kavana, with the intent that he's blackening them l'shem mitzvahs tefillin, as opposed to being done by an eino Yehudi, a Gentile, who is not l'chatchila preferred. The Ramah adds, however, hagah umihu b'diavad kosher im hishchir or habatim. The non-Jewish person is acceptable if he does blacken the batim b'diavad. However, Avol HaRitzuos, the straps, the Ramah says, Afilu B'dievid Posel is no good if done by the Eino Yehudi. If he's blackening the Ritzuos, that's not good even on a B'dievid level. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Chav Beis adds, and he says, for the straps, the Mechaber holds, Avol B'dievid Kosher L'didei. According to the Mechaber, the straps would be good B'dievid. It's only the Ramah who said that the straps, if they're blackened by a non-Jewish person, are not good even b'diavad. But the Mechaber says, and that's the implication of the Mishnah Brura over here, is that the Mechaber holds b'diavad, it is good, afilu al yedei eino Yehudi, if a non-Jewish person does it. Why? The Sfira lei, the afilu b'ritzuos lo bo'inon ha-shachrus klal l'shmon. Because the Mechaber's opinion is that the blackening of the ritzuos is not an obligation to do that l'shem shamayim, l'shem kedushas tefillin, and therefore, if it's not done l'shmo, it doesn't possible. The Mishnah Brura continues and says, the Ramah in his Hagah is cholikolav. As I pointed out, the Ramah disagrees with this b'dievid opinion of the Mechaber, who says it's okay b'dievid. The Ramah says it's not good. And the Ramah holds, Sfira lei, the Beritzuos, the Hashachus, who Halach L'Moshe MiSinai. As we mentioned, the Ramah holds that this blackening is a Halach L'Moshe MiSinai. Therefore, Tzorich Hashachus L'Shmon. As with all types of Halach L'Moshe MiSinai, that should be done L'Shmon as well, with the purpose of L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Umimela, therefore, automatically, the Eino Yehudi, the Eino Osa Lishma Apostle. By definition, the Eino Yehudi cannot do it Lishma, and therefore it would be possible even with the Evid, according to Ramah. Vidino, Kedilel, B'Simin Lamed Beis, L'Inyan Klap. And we had discussed this already earlier, the Mishnah Brura reminds us, in Simin Lamed Beis in regards to the parchment. And that also required that it be done Lishma and wasn't good even with the Evid. However, the Mishnah Brura does point out, Abba or Habatim, the height of the boxes, the Lerov poskim shachrusu l'mitzvah b'yam of loli kuva, as opposed to the straps which are Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, but the boxes, the blackening of the boxes, is only a mitzvah b'alma and not ma'akev, as we learned earlier also in Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Mem. Therefore, l'kach lo bo'inon b'ay gam kein ha'shachrus l'shmon b'dievet. Therefore, if you didn't do the blackening of the boxes, bid the evidence, it would be good even according to the Ramah, although certainly it should be done l'chatchila l'shmon. Dirshu footnote 19, however, does point out that we did learn in Simen Lamed Beis that there were many poskim rabbim, hasovrim shashcharas habatim hi halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. This opinion that the Mishnah Brura is bringing down over here is not l'kulei alma. There are those that say that the blackening of the boxes is also halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, and for those, it would be an ikuva afilu b'dievid. If you didn't do that, it would not be good even b'dievid. L'daitam, according to those opinions, hashcharas ha'tfilin ayde akum psula. Therefore, a non-Jewish person who were to blacken the batim, according to these poskim, would be unacceptable as well. And it's only the Haramah Khan, Yomachshiv, Holech, Meshitis, and Mechaber, that would hold that the boxes, b'dievid, would be acceptable if they weren't blackened by a yid. The Mishnah Brura continues and he says, V'habalei l'haramah, lichtov ha'ga'aso b'loshon yeshomrim. He said the normal way that the Ramah would have written this, since it's a machlokes, is to say that some say that b'dievid, it would be kosher, the batim were done by a non-Jewish person. That would be the typical way to write this. However, the Mishnah Brura says, Ach shemotzinu kama pamim kayotz b'zeh. We found other times that the Ramah doesn't use it in the form of a yeshomrim and just states it. Now we go to the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and he writes, Aval ha-Ritzuos v'chule, the Ramah had said, if the Ritzuos were not blackened, even b'dievid, they're not good. They were not done l'shma. Mishnah Brura therefore says, im asan nochri, if they were made by a non-Jewish person, o afil Yisrael, even by a yid, ach shalo l'shman, but he didn't do it l'shem kedushas tefillin, and it is no good even b'dievid.
And furthermore, the kol shekein, and certainly, b'chol davar shetzarech b'tfilin gufa likuva, anything that is a requirement for the tefillin, and it's ma'akev if you don't do it right. For example, kmo asiyas habayis vashin, you have to make the batim with the shin in them. B'chol protov shu kedin, with all the details that we've discussed previously, that it must be done correctly, and they're all likuva. Oh, tfirasa, or the stitching, which is also a requirement, and it's no good if it's not done. Oh, asiyas hakeshishlo, or the making of the various knots, the dalet and the yud that we talked about. The kol elu halach l'mosh misinai, all of these are obligations of the Torah status halach l'mosh misinai. Im ason yisro, shalol l'shmon posel, all of these, if they were not done with the shem kedushas tefillin, with the proper intent, they all are posel, even b'dievet. Furthermore, the kasa prim godim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the prima godim. The eishlim noah melasos koze aide kotan. One should not do this with a person who is under the age of bar mitzvah. Even if the adult is standing over him, reminding him, do this lishma, and the child even says it, I'm doing this lishma, and you have a godol omid al gabov, that still should not be done. The issue footnote 20 explains that the asiyah, the actual doing of these things, shehi beguf ha-tfilin, which done into the actual tefillin themselves, for example, kitzvira of chayotzi, the stitching and things like that, milvada din shetzorech lasos lishma. Besides the fact that you need lishma, yesh din nosav shein yochol lasos mishaino b'toras kishira. There's a separate aspect over here that somebody who's mechuyev in this thing, i.e. to tie them on their arm, can make the kshira, as we'll learn in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Tes. Shekol she'eino b'kshira, eino b'asiyah. If somebody's not included in the mitzvah of kshartem, then they shouldn't be included in the making of this kesher. Ulefikach lo moel im gadol omid al gabav. And for this reason, it doesn't help if the person standing above them is making sure that they're doing lishma, because you're missing out on the chiv over here that you have to be in it to win it. You have to be part of the mitzvah in order to be able to do this mitzvah, to make this mitzvah. This has tremendous ramifications for a young bar mitzvah age boy who's, let's say, 12 and 3 quarters, and oftentimes they go to the sofer to look at their tefillin and they want to participate in making some part of the tefillin, so this is a problem because they're not yet a gadol. The Mishnah Berurah then continues, V'chein shelo lasosam ayidei isha. Likewise, a woman shouldn't do this. V'chol ha-psulim amuvur lekamim b'simin lamites, or anybody else that's not allowed to do this, as will be explained in Simin Lamites. Very reasons that we just mentioned. What about the blackening of the ritzuos? Vashcharis ha-ritzuos, dezeh einenu beguf ha-tfilin. That's not something that's done into the tefillin proper. That's done to an accoutrement of the tefillin, the straps of the tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah says that would be permissible, mutra yidei isha. A woman actually could do that. Because, dihi yodas lasos lushma kemoish. There's no reason she can't be just as conscious to do it l'shei mitzvah tefillin as a man would be. For she is perfectly capable of having the lushma requirement over here and therefore can do it. However, aval eino Yehudi, but a non-Jewish person, or a katan, or a young child, they don't necessarily have the ability to have the das, eino mutter, achyamot, acher al gabon, would only be good for the blackening of the tefillin if somebody was standing over them. Uchle de'el, inyan klaf, b'simin lamed beis, as we already discussed earlier in Simin Lamed Beis, if tes, about omed al gabon, that would be acceptable for a lishma purpose. In Dishu footnote 21, however, he does point out that this sounds like it would be good if somebody's standing al-gabav, above the child or above the nochri, mutu l'chatchila. However, the Bir Halacha in Simon Yudalit pointed out, she'ein lasos l'chatchila yide katan afilu gadol omid al-gabav, that it's not preferable, and this is only a bidievet if it's done by a katan with a gadol standing above him, but it shouldn't be done l'chatchila. As I pointed out, this has ramifications for bar mitzvah age boys who are under bar mitzvah having any participation in putting together their tefillin. The Bir Halacha points out in Dibur HaMaslu Mi Bachutz, which we actually learned yesterday, but we'll point it out now, that when we talked about blackening the Ritzuos, we were talking about blackening one specific side only, the side that's facing outward. And we pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah had said that that's not only just the side that's facing outward, that has to be the side from the hide of the animal that was also facing outward, and we blackened that side. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha adds, the lo temahach, if you don't say, like I said in the Mishnah Berurah, but you hold like some other poskim, that it doesn't make a difference which side you do it on, then he says, you only say as long as it's the side that's going to be physically facing outward, the external side of the ritzua, doesn't make a difference where it anatomically came from the animal, and if you want to say that that's the halacha, there's an excellent nafka mina over here, if you hold like those opinions, and he brings down the Prima Gadim, which says, let's say an Akum did go and blacken the appropriate side, one side of the Ritzua, the side that's in the animal facing outward, and now on the person would be one on the outward side. So he says, if you don't hold like I said yesterday, you hold like these other poskim who say it doesn't make a difference which side is blackened, so then even if a non-Jewish person did it lo lishma, that would normally ruin it, because you can't then paint it over it, it's already painted, it's already blackened, so he says you could paint the other side, the incorrect side, and make sure that that side then is one towards the outside, and this way one could halachically fulfill the requirement of lishma, even though a non-Jewish person had painted the proper side and had done it lo lishma. And the Prima Gadim in fact states, Im Hishchir Akum HaRetzua, the Ein LaRetzua Acheres, you have no other strap, and that side that's supposed to have been blackened is already blackened, and you can't re-blacken it over that. Yuchul Hashkim Mitzad Hasheni, you can in fact go and blacken the other side. As the Nehi, the Gemire Shechoros, we do require it blackened, Avolo Dafkum Mitzad Haser, but not necessarily on the anatomically external side, it's only the side that will actually be worn by the person externally. The Kavanoso, and his opinion is, his thought is, in Yafach Haritzua, the Yubo Sheshoch LeTzalchutz, then it would be perfectly good. If you turned it around and now wore the, what was anatomically the inner part, but now you wore that externally when you're wearing the strap, that's the part that requires to be black, and that would be good. And he says, this is also the opinion of Derech HaChaim, although the Bir Halacha continues and says, not everybody agrees with this. In the next Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMaskul Umiyu B'Dieved, he also brings down the Prima Gadim, who brings down in the name of the Bach, the Yesh Lahachmir Bozeh, that you shouldn't use B'Dieved, Batim that were black in Shelo Lishma, Im Yesh Lo Tfilin Acherim, if you have a choice. And the Chofetz Chaim adds, V'Nir Ali, Poshut, Ibbatim, Bevada Yesh Lo Smoch Lo Hokel, Im Yachzor Yisrael V'Yish Chayrim Lishmon. Here, however, as opposed to by the Ritzuos, you can blacken them on top of it already being blackened. And he brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham. The Balav Hochi Yesh Habe Sveikus was there, because there are many different opinions over here. Does it even have to be blackened? Kemosha Kosova Dogu Bimimbava, Ulavushi Asrod. And therefore, if it was blackened without the Lishma by a non-Jewish person, one could blacken the Batim and use such tefillin. As opposed to, in the next Bir Halacha, Avol HaRetzuos, he brings down in the name of the Sefer HaTruma, that this is not allowed by the Ritzuos. Kiven the Etzem HaShachrus, who Halacha Moshe Sinai here, the actual blackening itself is an intrinsic part of the Ritzuah mitzvah, and it must be done Lishma, so here you can't blacken on top of blackening that was done inappropriately. In the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Dalet, he writes, Kotzav HaMagen Avram, brings down in the name of the Magen Avram, Dimchaza Yisrael V'Hishchiron Lishmon Kosher. The Magen Avram disagrees with what we just brought down in the earlier Bir Halacha, and he says that one could blacken it after it was blackened Shelo Lishmon, the Ritzuas we're talking about, and it would be good. The Hevi Raya Lezeh, and the Magen Avram brings a Raya to this. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Prima Gadim and the Shari Achronim, Hesigu Araya, so they didn't like his Raya, and the Nishiru B'din Zeh B'Tzorachiyin, and they're left with a Halach L'maisa question, should you or should you not do this? The Prima Gadim brings down an Eitzah Acheres, Sheyachshir B'Tzad Hasheni, Shalor Ritzuos Lishmon, as I mentioned, we read this in the Bir Halacha earlier, the Av Shehushru B'Shnei Tzadim Kosher, as we already pointed out, that there is an opinion that says you can do the other side, and the opinion of the Rambam is that you actually have to do both sides, as we brought down yesterday, but here certainly one can rely upon this in the Shas HaTchak. The Yehofech HaTzad Shehushchar Lishmon L'mala, and then go and twist it around, and the part that was blackened by the Yid Lishma should be the outer part, even though that halachically, anatomically, was the wrong side. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, it says, V'chol zehu emein lo ritzua sacheros. One should only take advantage of this very big leniency if there's absolutely no other choice, as we had brought down already in the Bir Halacha. The Halacha Berurah brings down as well, if there's a sofek, im ivdu ha-ritzuas l'shem kedushas tefillin, if we're uncertain if the ritzuas were made l'shem kedushas tefillin, they are ksheros ha-ritzuas, the ritzuas are kosher, and ha-rashoi af levorech al ha-tefillin elu. One can even make a bracha on them. The Halacha Berurah also brings down, im hishchiron bistam, if one put the blackening on the ritzuas without any intent, but he didn't say verbally beforehand, if a Yid did this, so then one can go and re-blacken it as well, and when he re-blackens it, he should say, and that would be acceptable. The Piskei Tshuvas brings down an alternative possibility, and he says you can rub away the Tzav HaRishon. If it was blackened inappropriately by somebody, not Lishma, you can erase or remove the blackness over there, and then re-blacken the virgin, or once again virgin leather, and that would be acceptable b'dieved. Also points out, as we have already previously pointed out as well, that whenever somebody is blackening the tefillin, he should be very careful to say that he's doing it l'shem mitzvahs tefillin, and it should be done by a gadol and not by a younger under age of bar mitzvah. And therefore, if a pre-bar mitzvah age boy wants to blacken his tefillin, he should give it to an adult, then the tefillin can be done l'chatchila, l'lo pikpuk, without any problems. This concludes today's shir.